Yeah.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's a gap between the promises of South Africa's constitution and the everyday reality of many of the country's citizens. He delivered the keynote address at an event marking the 30th anniversary of the Constitutional Court in Johannesburg today.
The reality we must confront is that there are significant challenges to constitutionalism today. The promise of the constitution is far from fully realized. Persistent inequality, threats to judicial independence that are often voiced, lack of implementation of court orders, and the erosion of trust in institutions remain pressing challenges.
But despite this, Ramaphosa says the apex court has done its part in building trust in the country's judiciary. He says the court has survived a lot of challenges, including political controversies, adding it remains unshaken.
This court has contributed not just judicial validation of the constitutional order. It has elevated the consciousness of our people about their constitutional rights. It has also contributed towards advancing reconciliation. It has ensured that all people in our country are treated fairly.
Back home, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli is at a business in Durban Central where undocumented foreigners have been loaded into a van. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was there.
Itsepoff has led the Premier and other officials from the police, immigration, labour and home affairs to the premises in Durban. They earlier swooped on the premises of a logistics business. There, workers were gathered and separated into two groups consisting of South Africans and undocumented migrants. Those without valid documentation have been loaded into the police van for processing. The Premier also conducted a quick inspection to assess whether conditions are suitable for workers. In a short briefing, Ntuli says this happened due to complaints by local truck drivers that their jobs were given to illegal immigrants.
They accept low salaries and will be continuing to also to other areas. And even today, our informer informed us that there are almost 85 undocumented foreign nationals who are driving trucks.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Central.
And on the international front, R&B singer Chris Brown has pleaded not guilty to a charge of attempting to cause grievous bodily harm in a UK court. The American musician is accused of causing grievous bodily harm to Abraham Diel in a London nightclub in February 2023. Brown has been able to continue his international tour after being given bail last month. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 today, Richards Bay 26. Your top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's a gap between the promises of South Africa's constitution and the everyday reality of its citizens. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.